My name is John Coombs. This is my old Sunday school teacher from the London prison. I was an inmate at London prison, and Marcus has been faithful to come in there every Sunday, and I used to love coming to his Bible study on Sunday. I learned a lot from him and in the Bible study, and I just appreciate him a lot. We're really grateful to be here with you guys today, and appreciate Marcus and Rob having us, bringing us down here, and the Lord opening the door that we could come and have church with you. It seems like a nice church here. You guys are real friendly. You got love radiating from you, and that's a good thing. And I'm just going to share a little bit about my testimony. It took me 31 years to finally come to the Lord. I guess I was a troubled youth, you might say, kind of brought up in a bad neighborhood and did a lot of bad things. And I ended up in prison a few times before the Lord came to me and I received him and accepted the free gift of salvation. Since that time, it's been about 9 years ago that I received the Lord. I did a total of about 15 years in prison on three numbers. Yeah, a long time. But I'm just thankful I'm out. I got a good wife. Stand up so everybody can see you, Beth. This is my wife, Shelly. Stand up, and that's Mark's wife over there. And she's been a real blessing to me. You know, the Lord brought her into my life to help me. Mark was talking on the way up here, and Shelly was wondering why Mark came into her life, and Mark said, I needed some help, and my wife's helped me out a lot. She's been in the church, rooted and grounded. So, you know, I've been on the way 9 years, but, you know, we all need some help along the way. You know, we can't do this thing on our own, you know. And, you know, I had a rough life doing all them years in prison, but I really think, you know, it's the path I had to go down in order to get saved. I was really a knucklehead, you know, and I really had to come to the bottom of the barrel, so to speak, hit rock bottom so I could look up and see there was a God, you know. And but now we've got a prison ministry at the church. I come over to the church about 3.5 years ago, and there wasn't no prison ministry, and I talked with guys like Mark and a friend I was in the prison with named Rick and just other preachers and singers in the church. My wife's involved. Shelly's getting ready to get involved. And we got this prison ministry now. We go into the prisons and we minister to people. And the Lord has really blessed us in the prisons, really opened up a lot of doors for us. Like Marcus, Kairos is a big thing that we've been involved in. I seen Kairos before I was saved. I didn't really know what it was, you know. I just knew these people had a lot of love in their hearts, and they were dropping off bags of cookies at our door. And so I was thankful for the cookies. You know, I didn't know what it was all about, but I was happy to get the cookies, you know. And, I remember them coming in and just sharing that love. And, you know, I finally got to participate in the Kairos as an inmate after I had been saved. And it helped me grow spiritually. It was a good program. And, you know, when I was in London, I worked for the chaplain in there at his chapel desk. I assist him as the inmates would come in. I would check them in, and, you know, I could help him out with a problem if the chaplain didn't need to be bothered with that. If I could help him out before he, you know, give him a Bible or talk to him, give him encouragement before, because he's a busy man. So I did that job, and I used to talk to the chaplain while I was in there, and I say, you know, chaplain, you guys ought to bring Kairos in here at London. It's a good program. You know, I experienced it when I was down at Lebanon. And he would say, well, it's too big a program. And we got all these other programs. We really can't fit it in. So I said, okay. So I went from asking him over and over to bring in Kairos to being a volunteer now on the outside to go in to the first Kairos that London had. And got to be on the team with Mark and Marcus, another guy from our church named John Barber, and a bunch of men that went in there, and we shared the gospel with them. It's really, I really had a spiritual experience, you know, during the Kairos. Our church was so good to make cookies for us, and they gave money, and it just all come together. And I know you guys are getting involved in the Kairos because of Marcus is getting involved in it now, and it's really a good program, and I think you guys ought to get on board with that, you know, but always pray about things before you do them. But I think it's a really good program, and I'm glad that I could be. I got so many stories that I could share about Cairo, so many different experiences, but you'd be here for a while. So I'm just going to go ahead and get out of the way and let Mark come and bring the word. But God bless you guys. I appreciate you guys having us, and we love you and thank you. Praise the Lord most of all.